Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri channel, right now we are in the city of Baghdad, the holy city of Awliya-i-Kiram, the city of Sayyiduna Ghaus-e-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, advising the disciples and devotees. Ghaus-e-Azam alayhi rahmatullahi al-akram said, Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, I spent 25 years of my life in the jungles of Iraq. I managed to offer Isha and Fajr Salah with the same wudu for 40 years. Similarly, I kept the routine of reciting the whole Quran for 15 years in Nafl Salah after Isha. At the beginning, I would fasten a rope around my waist and tie the other end of the rope to a hook in the wall so that I would not fall asleep. Subhanallah. One night, when I intended to perform my usual worship, my nafs suggested that I take a little rest first and perform worship afterwards. At the very same moment and place where that thought occurred to me, I recited the whole Quran standing on one leg. O devotees of Ghaus-e-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, did you see how abundantly our Ghaus-e-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would perform worship? Allah Azza wa Jal forbid if we are lazy in offering even 5 times daily salah. How can we be able to justify our claim of being his devotees? So please ponder and realize and make intention from now onwards that inshallah azza wa jal will pray 5 times salah daily. Inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I will reach out to the people all over the world to spread the sunnah.